Coquitlam plans to bring in $578,400 more in fees and charges next year. On Monday, December 2, Council gave three readings to a bylaw that's intended to offset the rising cost of inflation and align with other Metro Vancouver municipal rates. Council offered no comment before the unanimous vote. The new fees and charges for 2025 are included in the city's financial plan that also passed on Monday. A general 2.7% uptick for inflation is added to fees and charges in nearly every civic department, with the parks and recreation levies, and business license fees, going into effect April 1. For the second year, the city will also be phasing in the utility infrastructure development-related fees, e.g., service capping, new water service and water main shutdowns, ranging from 9.8% to 14.3% for drainage, sanitary and water services. Film permit costs will also jump from $225 to $300, while city block parking for filming will increase from $150 to $200. Cancellation fees will be introduced, too, according to a report from Michelle Hunt, Coquitlam's deputy city manager. Still, the city will spend $77,000 from the new revenues to expand and rebrand the Summer Child and Youth Pass to the School's Out Pass, which will be valid to youth ages 18 and under for summer, winter and spring school breaks during the school district 43 calendar. As well, Coquitlam will drop the age for a super senior from 85 to 80 years old, a move that will also affect the new fees and charges income. Fourth and final bylaw reading is expected on Monday, December 9. Megaphone, got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow, want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.